You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. You know, it does my heart good. A show like today where we had Jody Hendricks in from the New Mexico Family Action Movement that are in the new initiative that they have with My Kid, My Choice. Just loving on New Mexico. As is Desert Springs Church and the work they're doing with their Claris event that's coming on this rock, Engaging Rome. Alex and I just talked about it. It's coming October 17th through the 19th. The other thing I wanted to say about Desert Springs that I didn't think to in the last segment, go to their website at dscabq.org and find their events. They have a lot going on and ways for you to engage in ministry. It's just another great church in Albuquerque doing the work as we co-labor together. And I mentioned, you know, both of my previous guests and their love for the people of New Mexico. Well, how about love life? And that is the work that Ethel Maharg has been doing. You know, even before love life, Ethel, you know, we've been acquainted a long time. And sister, thank you for your investment in this community and your love for the people of New Mexico.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. I really do love the people here.
I know. Your actions show it, Ethel. And for those not familiar with Love Life, tell them where to find you. And really, I mentioned it in the last segment, you want to mobilize the church and see what we can do to educate people about saving innocent lives that don't have a voice of their own.
Absolutely. Well, we are located everywhere. We're in the churches. And what our mission is to unite and mobilize church, you know, to come around abortion, vulnerable moms, dads. And so what we do is we do a prayer walk once a month, and we meet at the park at Ernie Taylor Park on Saturdays, the second Saturday of every month. So we're going to have one. We just had one.
I saw it on social media.
Amazing.
Ethel. And yeah, I'm like, all right, things picking up with Love Life.
Yeah. We had 165 prayer walkers.
Yeah.
And
I saw families.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because although it was our Youth for Life walk, we did not just have the kids there. You know, we want the moms, dads, everybody. We had, I just sent out an email that was 12-plus pastors and churches represented. We had like six that were sponsoring, but I mean, I had them all, and they all got to say a little something, and the pastors, it was so beautiful because, you know, many of the pastors for a long time would say nothing. I tell you what, I had a row of pastors speaking out about life and, you know, for the family and against abortion. And it was beautiful. And we had a park. Well, it wasn't even full. That park is not one of the biggest, but it still swallows us up. And it was just gorgeous. It was a beautiful day. And 165 prayer walkers and churches. And we even had some people who weren't happy with us out there protesting, but that's okay.
Yeah, listen, I would encourage you to look for the work that Ethel is doing, whether on the web and what's the on Facebook. What would you search for Love Life?
You can look like Love Life ABQ.
Okay. The reason I bring that up is because I saw it on social media, and I think it'd be really encouraging for folks to go to the Facebook page,
right. Or even mine, because I post on mine too.
Ethel Maharg, if you find Ethel, but how encouraging it is, you know, the youth that you had out this past weekend, and we talked about in our first segment with Jody the importance of reaching this next generation.
Absolutely.
With the core values that we want to instill moving forward, because it just feels like things are getting darker and darker, but this next generation is showing such a spark of revival.
Yes.
Now's the time to kindle that fire.
Exactly.
And see things happen and see lives changed and saved. Real quick, in about a minute, if you could walk through what you're trying to do, so churches will be reaching out as well, to walk through that three-step process.
What we do is we go into a church, we talk to churches, ask them to come out. You know, we talk to the pastors, and when the pastors encourage their flock to come out there, then we do that. So we get to the park and we do praise and worship, and then the pastor does a little sermonette, if you will, just a few minutes. But
then leading up to that too, you have an opportunity during the week on when there's an opportunity to get the information,
right?
An opportunity to pray,
right?
And then an opportunity to act,
right? We ask people to fast on Wednesdays, fast and pray, and then also to be with us on Saturdays, because it's statistically proven that whether you're there or not, but you're fasting and praying, that the abortion rate goes down as much as 70%, according to Abby Johnson. And so, you know, it's important that we pray, whether we're there, whether we're not there. But our presence there definitely makes an impact.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Well, Ethel, as always, love having you in, sister. You're an encouragement, and we know you're going to continue to love on and encourage the KLYT listener and those in our community. Don't be a stranger. Come back soon.
Okay, I will. I'll come back. But you know what? Come on out on October 11th will be our next walk.
Okay, we'll get the info and we'll be announcing it.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks. A production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect.